Good morning. How are you? You doing good today? All right. Wow, we got a full house today, huh? All right. Hello, Emma. How are you? Good, good. How have you been doing? Good. All right. Okay. What's that? Lincoln got his hair done. No? Oh, Emma. Oh, okay. Sorry, Lincoln. Yeah. Okay, well, it's like to say there's a glow, but I think it's coming from Emma. That's cool. Okay, all right. Let's get some highlights, huh? Okay, well, today's highlight is going to be Christ, okay? So let's go into that. I appreciate that. Okay, so that's good. So last week, let's review. It says, why did Abraham send his servant back to his home country? Do you remember? Oh, yeah, he did, huh? All right. So why was it so important for Isaac to get married? Do you remember? No, Lincoln, you remember? No? Okay. Christopher? No? Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you, okay? It's because it was through Isaac that God's promise of a great seed would be kept. If Isaac was to have lots of children, he would need to get married first, right? You can't have kids if you're not married, right? That's right. So he got married. All right. So let's open our Bibles, if you have it, to Genesis 24. Genesis chapter 24. And before we read our text, I'll give you the questions. Y'all ready? Okay. So it says, here's the three questions. Where did the servant stop as he approached the city of Nahor? What did the servant ask God to do? And who did God provide for Isaac to marry? Okay, Jesus, you ready? Okay. Okay, so let's read Genesis 24, 10 through 26. Woo. Okay, y'all ready? It's going to be a lot, so we're going to go through it. It says, then the servant took 10 camels. How many?
10.
All right. Okay. You're paying attention. Okay. From the camels of his master. And he went with all kinds of good things of his master's in his hand. So he arose and went to Mesopotamia, the city of Nahor. And he made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water at evening time, the time when the women go out to draw water. Okay. So, and he said, O Yahweh, the God of my master Abraham, please cause this to happen before me today and show loving kindness to my master Abraham. He says, behold, I am standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Okay, so he's sitting here with his camels, knelt down. He's waiting for somebody to come out, right? He's asking God for something to happen specifically. He says, now may it be that the young women to whom I see say, please let down your jar so that I may drink. And she says, drink, and I will give water to your camels to drink also. He says, may she be the one whom you have decided for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown loving kindness to my master. Okay, so he's telling God, hey, so that we will know which woman this is, I want it. Can you make it happen just like this? Okay, so we'll know who she is. Verse 15 says, and before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Abraham's brother, Nahor, was coming out with her jar on her shoulder. Okay, so she's going out, right? Now the young woman was very beautiful in appearance, okay? All the camel's jaws dropped, right? No, I'm just kidding, he didn't say that. Right, it just says she was very beautiful in appearance, a virgin, and no one had known her, and she went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up. Okay? All right. Then the servant ran to meet her and said, please give me a little water to drink from your jar. And she said, drink, my lord. And she quickly lowered her jar to her hand and gave him a drink. Now, when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw also for your camels until they have finished drinking. So she hurried and emptied her jar into the watering channel and ran again to the well to draw, and she drew for all his camels. How many were there? That's right, 10 camels. That's a lot of water, right? She had to fill up two humps on each camel, right? So meanwhile, the man was gazing at her in silence to know whether Yahweh had made his journey successful or not. Okay, so this guy's observing what's going on, right? Remember what he asked God. Now it happened that when the camels had finished drinking, the man took a gold ring weighing a half shekel and two bracelets for her wrists weighing 10 shekels in gold and said, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there a place for us to lodge in your father's house?" And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nabor." And she said to him, "We have plenty of both straw and feed and a place to lodge in." Then the man bowed low and worshiped Yahweh. Okay? So he bowed down and worshiped Yahweh. So, where did the servant stop as he approached the city of Nahor? Remember, he put all his camels to get down. What did he stop at?
A well.
A well, right? So what is a well? You know what it is? Okay, that's right, right? It's a deep hole in the ground with fresh water at the bottom. What do we use to get that water out? Do you know, Christopher? What, yes. You can use a bucket, right, to draw up the water they need with a rope probably, huh? They drop it down and get it and scoop it up. Okay, perfect. So when, what did the servant ask God to do? Do you remember? Yes, ma'am. Okay, perfect. And did that happen?
Yes.
All right, it did, huh? So who did God provide for Isaac to marry? Over here? All right, go ahead.
Rebecca,
right? So yes, Rebecca. She came just as the servant had prayed, providing water for him and his thirsty animals, right? So, in answer to the faith of Abraham and his servant, the Lord provided a godly wife for Isaac. Okay? In Abraham's day, there were no cars, right, or highways or airplanes. A journey that might take us 2 days probably took Abraham a couple months to get there, right? Can you imagine that? Spending a lot of time just traveling. After many tiring weeks traveling through the hot desert, he finally arrived in the city of Nahor, stopping by a well of water. Okay, Abraham's servant immediately began to pray. He did not want just any woman for Isaac, but a woman of God's choosing. Okay, we did that with our kids. We prayed whenever they were your age. We prayed for our kids, for their husband and wives in the future, right? So we wanted somebody of God's choosing, and that's what he did here. He desired God's best and resolved to seek God for it. Okay. "God," he prayed, "according to your promises to Abraham, direct me to a godly wife for Isaac. Let the woman who generously gives water to me and my camels be the woman of your choice." While his prayer was still in his mouth, all of a sudden, he didn't even get to finish praying. It says a beautiful woman approached. Remember we read that? Right? She came out. And then he says, "Could she be the one God had chosen?" The servant ran to her and asked her for a drink. And she did exactly as the servant had prayed, offering water to him and his entire caravan, right? All his camels and everybody with them. Not only that, but she revealed herself to be a daughter of Nahor, Abraham's brother. God had led his servants to a godly woman from Abraham's family. So Rebecca was the woman that God chose, okay? The servant moved deeply by God's grace. What did he do at the end? Remember? Right at the very last passage I read, he bowed down and what? He bowed down at the end and he worshiped God. Remember? After she said, "Yeah, there's a place you can stay at my house. We got plenty of straw, food, place for you to stay." He bowed down in worship, right? Because he trusted God and God had faithfully provided. Though Rebecca had never been to Canaan and had never met Isaac, she too trusted God. She journeyed back with Abraham's servant in order to marry the son of promise. Through Isaac and Rebecca, God would continue to uphold his saving purposes for the world. Okay? So, how did the servant show his faith in God? The gentleman, what did he do?
He prayed.
He prayed, that's right. He prayed to the Lord, right? The servant was depending completely on God to keep his promise to Abraham. Nothing shows our faith like prayer. When we pray, we are saying, God, I am helpless and need you to do what only you can do, right? All right, so how did Rebecca show her faith in God? You probably don't know this yet, but she left with Abraham to go marry Isaac, okay? That's what she did. She left the comfort and security of her home, trusting that God would keep his saving promise through her marriage to Abraham's son. So true faith submits to and obeys God, okay? So true faith submits to and obeys God. Okay, so how would God keep his promises through Rebecca? Who's going to be born? Do you remember Isaac and Rebecca? So they'll have children, right? That'll fulfill the promises of God, right? You're trying to remember who it is, huh? There you go, man. Anybody whisper that to you? No? All right, so yes. So we have to have faith, right? Like he did. And that was so amazing for him to pray specifically to God, and God answered it exactly the way he asked. In fact, God didn't even let him finish his prayer, and then behold, comes out this woman and does exactly what he had asked, okay? So we too need to pray that our faith would be that strong and confident, okay, in God, okay? We too need to be obedient to God in all that we do. So again, pray for that type of faith, and God will bless us the way he did him, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our lives. We just thank you for the example of just faith, Lord, and the specific things that he prayed for. And Lord, we can come to you this same way. We can pray for specific things in our lives, Lord, and trust that you can answer them, Lord, according to your will. And teach us, Lord, to have faith in whatever the outcome is, to trust you, Lord, and no matter what decisions you make, Lord. We are your servants, and you are the master, Lord. And therefore, we take commands from you, Lord, and we are to be obedient to them. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray in your name. Amen.